All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get another weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting? Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Still looks beautiful. I don't see any clouds. Wind's probably 5 to 10 miles an hour. Can't tell what direction, but I'm going to guess it's out of the east. And it's about 85, 90 degrees. So beautiful day, even though it's a tad bit on the warm side, which is crazy because everywhere else in the country is cold.
Very good.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate it.
It snowed in Colorado.
You see the president yesterday had the UFC in the Oval Office because they're promoting the thing. And he just goes to Alex Pajeda and he goes, "Look at your hands, massive." I was like, what?
That's so awkward.
Why does he say the craziest things to people?
How did he respond to that?
Who was it that in Miami he said that, like, you're too handsome to be a fighter?
He did. He said that to Paulo Costa. He goes, "Why are you fight? You're so handsome."
It's so weird.
He is handsome. I mean, Paulo Costa is handsome. Surprisingly, he didn't say it to Carlos Olberg, but he is. But Paulo Costa won the fight. He goes, "What are you fighting for? What are you doing?
Carter Verhege."
Making it weird.
Oh, man, he certainly did. He certainly did yesterday. That was crazy. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins lost to the Orioles yesterday, 7-4. That's their fourth straight loss, 5 out of 6. Not great. They have made some roster moves. I'll bring those to you right now. Some people, guess what? A lot of people are getting ready to learn some jumbo shrimp. All right, the Marlins are. The Marlins. Here we go. What do we got? They have announced the following roster moves. They have They have selected Steven Jones, pitcher, up from Jacksonville, and they have recalled Eduardo Hernandez from Jacksonville, and they have optioned Dax Fulton to AAA, and the big one, Graham Pauly, has been optioned to AAA. Oof, I mean, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Now, I like Graham Pauly. I'm a big Graham Pauly guy. Not even as good as defender as he was last year. He can make some sick plays every now and then, but he was having a rough go of it. Now, the good news is, last year he had a really good second half of the season. Hopefully that can happen for him again, but I will say this. The Marlins don't appear to be just sitting here and being like, all right, you guys get to suck forever. Like, no. I mean, Augustin Ramirez, you're learning jumbo shrimp. Graham Pauly, you're learning jumbo shrimp. Owen Casey, keep up what you did last night or you're going to be learning jumbo shrimp, okay?
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing, do you think it's more difficult to play under those circumstances when you know that if you have a bad game, you might be gone?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is, but I also don't know how long can you allow a guy to go strike out in 60% of his at-bats. You know? Eventually.
Not even making contact.
Yeah, not even making contact. Like, how many times can you do that? And so there's certainly some guys they need to get going, and Marcy seems like he's kind of coming out of it. Seems like it, maybe. But be nice.
But baseball's like that, though.
Baseball's like that. That's fair. But he's also.
And what part of that plays?
Baseball's like that, but also there are levels to it too. Like, you can't just let a guy go and just bury himself, and then you're never good. It's going to come around. Like, this isn't established veterans we're talking about. You do have to do something. You have to look like you're coming out of it some way, somehow. So that's part of it as well. And clearly, that's what they're trying to pull off here, because you got basically like three guys you've been able to rely upon all season long. It's like, all right, we know Liam Hicks is going to give us good at bats, Otto Lopez, Xavier Edwards. Who's coming with us? Who's coming with us? Anybody? Stowers, okay. We need to get going. Obviously, he came out of the injury late, but I think the surprising thing is they came into this year, and you're like, all right, Marcy, we like his future. Augustin Ramirez, we love his bat. And Kyle Stowers. Stowers got hurt. Marcy was in, the black hole zone with his slump. And Augustin Ramirez is hitting like Matt Traynor. Like, You do need these things to, yes, you do need young guys to turn around, but also, are they going to get it fixed in the majors? You know, maybe you need them to get a little jumbo shrimp slump buster. Go beat the Beloit Snappers.
I mean, you kind of knew that before, though.
Knew what?
That the young players were going to be erratic.
I think a guy like Marcy, they were hoping was, first of all, Stowers was an all-star last year, you know, so, and was looking for a $100 million extension. Augustin Ramirez, we thought, hey, can't catch a lick, but at least the dude will hit the ball out of the ballpark. That hasn't happened. And Jacob Marcy, for sure. I mean, one of the things that flashed last year was not only the fact that he could hit, but he had a great eye and he'd get on base all the time. So, yeah, I get you. Yes, young guys will go through struggles, but there's a difference between struggles and being a disaster.
Right.
So, and you lose it to the Orioles, dude? The Orioles. Are you kidding me? By the way, hey, Orioles, what's with the B on your hat? You're the O's, all right? We're getting too cute with our uniforms these days. I used to love the Orioles uniforms.
Taking too much liberties.
Liberties, dude.
Liberty.
It's ridiculous. Liberty. That's the one that got Pat Riley all confused. Anyway, the Marlins, after this, will have a series with the Washington Nationals. We'll have that on at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. 6:40 is your first pitch tonight. Marlins have Max Meyer on the hill. He was really good his last time out, which has been nice. Cade Povich, no relation to Maury, I imagine. He is going for Baltimore. Crazy. Anyway, Schmiedin said the Florida Marlins had an F on their hat, you idiot. Yeah, but nobody called them the Fs. Everybody refers to the Orioles as the O's, and now it's a B? What the hell is that?
The B's.
I don't like that. Sorry, Schmiedin. Such a bastard, that guy, honestly. When does he stop being a rat bastard? That's the question.
Are you going tomorrow? I would love to meet you.
I'm not
going to
admit it. They have announced that Hurricanes, Notre Dame, primetime game, November 7th, 7:30 on NBC and Peacock. So now Peacock can bring you two things, Love Island and a Canes ass kicking over Notre Dame. Cannot wait. That game, first of all, last year was drugs, okay? What a year. It was year and then obviously great heartbreak. But they kicked every one of their rivals' ass last year. It was the best. Ohio State, Notre Dame, yep. Florida State. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But the thing with Notre Dame that I'm looking forward to this game is because of the unctuous behavior of their coach where he's like,
I'm proud of my guys
that we didn't go to the Pop-Tart Bowl. Guess what, dude? Cristobal's about to send you to another breakfast food. I don't know which one, but he's sending you to another. So get ready, dude. I'm really proud of my guys for not making the choice to go to Pop-Tart
Bowl. For being sore losers.
Yeah, for being losers, dude. Losers. And by the way, be a coach and make the decision, all right? Don't cop out to your utes, all right? Just because they don't want a Pop-Tart swag bag. And I'm sick of this Jeremiah Love every single time. Do it for us, guys. No, guess what, dude? Texas A&M's going to do it for themselves. Ohio State's going to do it for themselves, Jeremiah. If you wanted to do something, don't have 33 yards against the Canes. And anybody find it weird? Like, the Canes kicked all these teams' ass, and the NFL's just like, yeah, but we want Notre Dame and Ohio State, guys. Really? Okay. At your own peril. Good job. Like, everybody's like, yeah, you guys remember Sonny Styles? I was like, the guy that Mark Fletcher ran the hell over? Left him like roadkill. Meep, meep. Dave South said that's Carson Beck's teammate now. That is true.
I know. I'm so excited to see how that goes down. Like, you know that Jeremiah Love is just like, just going to be staring at the back of his head, like just drilling holes into the back of Carson Beck's head.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still not over it. He's like, are you over it, dude?
He's like, get over it, man.
Do you have any Ohio State guys, Leroy, that were in the locker room your same class? Or like the next year? Anybody you played against that ended up on your team?
No.
Really?
They were all, Chris Carter, Robert Smith was younger than me. Corey Stringer was younger than me.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings, most likely.
I still think it's Charles Davis. I just don't. I can't be told that that's not Charles Davis.
Dude, you can't tell me. Listen.
I still think it's him.
It is the first time in my life that I haven't been public about a beef, right? Because here's the thing. Even if that was Charles, who doesn't like Charles?
Everybody likes Charles Davis.
Everybody likes Charles. So I'm not going to be mad at him, although I'm going to give him crap. And when I heard, you should have heard, like, my little heart drop when I was told, that's not Charles.
I can't believe it. He's got a very recognizable voice. How's that not him?
It will be one of the funniest stories that I've ever been involved with to, like, carry that beef for, like, 20 years and then only to hear, hey, by the way, that's not Charles.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But, okay, so you never dealt with that. All right, well, it's going to be tough for Jeremiah Love. So hopefully he can focus in meetings.
I'm trying to think the only – I've dealt with guys from Michigan State.
Yeah, but you always killed them, didn't you? Like that. Well, you killed Ohio State every time.
Except one time. Notre Dame. Never beat Notre Dame. We beat Notre Dame once.
Hate their ass, dude. Why are they the worst?
You know what I mean? I believe that until they pick a conference, then they're trying to find the easy way. And it's amazing to me how a coach could celebrate guys – guys not going to a bowl game while you have the easiest schedule of every season, every year, right? Every year, because you play all of the armed forces.
Right. You have to give them their reps. You're just being good Americans, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Navy, Purdue. They got Rice this year? They actually only play one armed force this year. Good for you guys. Look at you. You know what you kind of look like? An ACC team. Maybe you should just join them. Idiots. Crazy. But I will say, I'm excited for it. But you know who's still being a rat bastard? This Kirby Smart. Who? He's still being a bastard. I saw him the other day. He's still taking little pot shots at the Canes. Like, he's too much of a coward to mention him by name. But you remember how, like, Mario roasted him at that roast? And we're like, that kind of felt a little bit more biting than a roast. It felt a little too truthful, a little too harmful. Because I don't think Mario's one for the jokey jokes. You know, it just doesn't strike me as that. But this Kirby Smart still like whining about the Canes getting in because they lost a couple of games. He goes, I mean, you know, we could lose. We lose regular season games, but I mean, our eighth team in the SEC is not the eighth team in other conferences. It's like he's still whining about that, dude. Still.
Get over it.
It's
just like, also, we made it to the national championship.
Right.
Like, it's not like we were a first round bounce. Like, please cry me.
That's why I was so nervous for that Texas. The Texas A&M game was stressful game because it's not only that you get in.
It's not one of the better, what do you call, SEC teams. So if you had lost.
I think they were undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you would have lost that game, everybody would have just danced on you.
Yeah, like, it was a don't lose game. You better not.
Right.
And then the stupid wind was going all over the place. Couldn't nail a damn kick.
I was in Universal hyperventilating.
You were what?
Yeah, I was
at
Universal.
Universal?
I was at Universal. It was my niece's first birthday, and we were at Universal.
Remember the story.
She's never going to remember that.
I know, but you know, whatever.
So, question out of curiosity.
With the Grinch. Yes, with the Grinch.
How do you celebrate
I made the Grinch
birthday?
Throw up the U.
Oh, that's right.
What happened? What did you say, Leroy?
I'm like, you go to like Universal or Disney with a kid, it's mostly for them. What do y'all just stand and watch and celebrate?
Yeah, my cousin was just like, ride? I don't want to do a party for everyone else to enjoy this party. At least if we go to Universal, we'll get cute memories out of it. And
I'm recalling this now.
What?
I'm recalling this now.
Yeah. Like, we'll get cute, like, we'll have cute memories, and we also get to have fun. Like, she still got to ride things in Zeus Landing and stuff, and she took a picture with the Grinch. She's a Christmas baby, so.
You want to know what ride Rebecca was terrified of when she was a kid? teacup.
Teacup's vicious, dude.
I mean, I would never go on it.
Her cousins would spin her around.
Yeah.
And she was terrified.
Well, we almost took the baby on the teacups, and then we just started to see the people go by, and we were like,
right.
Oh, they were.
Actually,
was
I don't think that this is a good idea to take her on there.
Do you control it or no?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can control how it spins around.
Yeah, don't spin.
But if you have kids,
you've never been on a teacup?
Listen, I went when I was younger. I hated it because, once again, I have family that are all trolls, and right. They loved Classic. Spinning.
My son got really mad. He was probably like, I want to say he was 5, but maybe he was 4. But, you know, my son's a big kid.
And you
so.
Took him, spin him around, right?
No. This wasn't teacups. So we're at Universal, and we went on Dudley Do-Right, mm-hmm. which is basically their version of Splash Mountain.
It's a fun ride.
But the thing is with Splash Mountain, I didn't realize this. In Splash Mountain, there's two pair to a row. So two people are sitting next to each other. So when I went with my daughter one time, I tricked her. And I was like, oh, you're going to love Splash Mountain. It's adorable. There's bunnies. And so she was not happy with me because we went down. She's like, I can't believe that you did that. And I was like, I said, but you had fun, right? She goes, no. And so she was terrified for rides for a while.
Aww.
So then we did it. And so, like, she's always held on to that. And as a big sister, she wants to torture her little brother. She goes, oh, come on, Tommy. We're going to go on Dudley Do-Right. So we get to Dudley Do-Right. But the thing that I didn't know about Dudley Do-Right is it's single rider rows.
Yeah.
Which means me, Mrs. Tobin, Sophia, and Tommy at his wee age just by himself. And we go down that flume. And he is wailing, crying his eyes out. And he gets there, and you just hear him in the back going, you betrayed me!
Aw, little baby.
You know who doesn't ride any of the rides?
Who?
Fonzie.
Really?
What?
He's terrified. And he talks trash every time we went.
I don't think I ever cried about any of these rides.
I'm getting on all the rides.
My son was so
mad
at me.
As soon as we get there, come on, Fonz. Now, my cousins from Texas, they did the Rip Rockin' Rocket
like fun.
8 times in a row.
They're fun.
That's fun. But yeah,
and they tried to get Fonz. I'm good.
He's still not a big fan of rides, my son. He's
no.
not. Certain
Neither
rides.
Is Fonz.
Certain rides, but not like not really scary
he's
rides.
He's still young. Like, he'll get over it
Let
soon
him get
enough.
To high school,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, my dog
didn't get
school.
Over it. Well, he's a grown-ass man right now. He still doesn't like rides.
I have cousins that they're... I think it's like a tall people thing. Because I have cousins mm-hmm. that they're like past 6 feet and they're terrified of heights. And I'm like, why? It makes no sense. So I'm like always the only person that loves all these rides and I have to go by myself.
Yeah, one of my like guy best friends is the same way. And we tricked him on getting on Tower of Terror this summer. And
I hate that ride.
Why? It was the best. It was the most entertaining
the
thing
worst,
I've ever been part of.
I got the
of.
Worst story ever. So you know, have you ridden the Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, love the Hulk.
So like that was the first time I ever been on a propulsion ride. So, my cousins came from Texas. Now my one cousin, he's on the thick side, portly. And so there's a sign when you get on to. Get into the Hulk, it says rows 7, rows 12, and rows 13 have modified seating.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we get in like 10, pull the thing down. I pull click, 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 click. He pulls his down. He's going, eek, eek, eek. It's not going down. And you know how sometimes while they loading the ride, it scoots up a little bit? And so the ride like moved up like maybe a foot. He goes, whoa, 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 I need modified seat.
He can't call it out like an audible.
I have never laughed so hard because then the guy came over and said, no, you don't. And he just shoved him in. So the whole ride, I'm laughing and he's just staring at me. Like, I'm like, you the one that yelled. You're the one that yelled, I need modified seat. How is that not funny?
But you survived. It's fine.
Yeah.
Did you die? No.
No. I don't do the straight up and straight down ones.
So I've never been afraid of heights. I've never been... I love the kind of adrenaline rush or whatever. But when I was younger and I first saw the up and down rise, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to see how people look, how they react, and then I'll go on. And I'm just very daring in that aspect. So I saw a couple people go up, and I'm like, okay, well, it's my turn now. And then I did it, and I was like, okay, this is what this is. Okay, awesome. And I don't know. I like it.
I lost my vision.
You
know the Rip Rock and Rocket, that's the one where it goes like straight up to start, right?
I think so. And that's the one where you pick the song,
one
right?
Time, well, it's one gone. Time it rained, so they shut it down and they had to give a couple of, you know, warm up runs, and then they let people go on it. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting on that grassy knoll in University where they have the stage, and you're just watching this thing go up and around. And then when people start getting on it, the screams were so terrifying. I'm like, absolutely not.
I kind of feel like the next story that's going to come out with Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini is them at the top of a Ferris wheel. Like, that's going to be the next story. Like, there's going to be some carny from some low rent Tennessee carnival. You're going to be like, yeah.
You think a carny's going to know that's Mike Vrabel?
Oh, he's going to find out.
Or at Dolly World or whatever.
Yeah,
called.
Dudes. Oh. Yeah, there's somebody from Pigeon Forge is going to be like, I remember them. They slipped me a 50. They said, take us to the top and keep it up there.
There's two amusement parks in Ohio. Used to be three. Now there's two. And those were pretty cool. The one in Sandusky supposedly has the highest roller coaster in the country.
Take a break. We'll play a little Goosies. No Goosies next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's play a little Goosies. No Goosies. Jennifer, what do we have today for our favorite Thursday game?
We're going to start things first with the Miami Dolphins rookie camp that starts tomorrow.
I got the Goosies. We need football. We need things. You know, we got no playoffs. We got nothing. The Marlins are losing series after series. So at least I need to have Caden Proctor, Jacob Rodriguez, Chris Johnson running around in shorts to give me some feeling of something. Not that I think it's going to be a great Dolphin season, but I need something.
That's very specific.
You all right, dude?
No, I told you I got the sniffles. I don't have the Goosies because soon as Mother's Day hits and the ping pong balls start flowing, he'll forget about it.
No, I disagree.
As in like Tobin?
Well, yeah.
No, I disagree. I think he's going to be just as excited for both of them.
Yeah.
I am very excited about ping pong balls, though.
Just we know you wait about that chat.
Man,
the second he sees anything,
bring it home, Zoe.
I know this is gonna sound terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I have Goosies for one reason.
Really?
Surprising. Shocking.
One reason.
That's surprising.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much is Caden Proctor gonna weigh?
Ooh. All right. So you want to see? It. You're gonna look him up and down.
Well, because that's the issue, right?
It is an issue that is thought of. Although we heard in the promo, I don't know if you're hearing the promos because you're not here today, but John Eric Sullivan from his press conference, he's like, he's not a fat guy. I was like, what?
Oh, he's a big guy.
He's a big guy, not
but
a fat
he might
guy.
Not necessarily be fat. So judging him on how much he weighs might not be fair.
You want to know his BM? What is it? The BMI?
But when he plays at 350 and he comes in at 390, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have problems.
It's not a fat guy.
390 would be crazy.
He's not 390.
That would be insane.
Do you know how many stone crabs he would have had to be 390? There's no way he's 390 right now. The dude just was working out for the combine.
Can I just say this? one of the hardest things to do when you get done with football or even in the offseason. Just to maintain your weight, you have to eat 7,500 to 10,000 calories a day.
Jeez.
Just to maintain your weight, because you're burning calories. I've started games at 220.
Mm-hmm.
And when they took me to the hospital, I was 198.
Man.
So that's how extreme it is in all that equipment. So I would imagine if you're 350, that calorie intake is a lot more.
Yeah.
That being said, you still got to keep moving. Otherwise, imagine where your body would go if you're eating 7,500 to 10,000 calories and not moving.
Jennifer,
or you got, drinking and partying.
You got the goosies, Jennifer, for rookie camp?
I do have the goosies. I'm ready to have some Oz.
Goosies. Looky Lou. What about you, Brittany?
I want to have the goosies, but I just don't.
Wow.
I just don't.
It's not ready for football yet, or what's the problem?
I don't know. I just don't.
Because he's not Reuben Bain?
I'm not. I still need time to get over it.
I understand.
I don't think I've fully gone over it.
I'll allow it.
So maybe once I see them, you know, working out, like you said, in their little shorts.
Yep.
Maybe I'll get some goosies.
Their little shorts.
They do like they love wearing little shorts. maybe I'll get goosies, but right, as of right now,
sky's out, thighs out.
Minus one.
Why?
What's number two?
Gets me every single time. It's so weird. We have Caden Proctor.
Oh.
He selected the number 74 for his jersey number. He wore it in college and last worn by Liam Eikenberg.
Oh. Ah! No goosies. You just ruined it for me.
Yeah. You can say no anything goosies. In the world. If it has Liam Eikenberg,
that's it. He's out. He's out.
Hopefully he can play the stink off of it. Oh, man. Eichenberg's number? Really?
Why? You got to go pick up that number.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, yeah.
Hey, let me just say this. The player... The number doesn't make the player. The player makes the number.
Hmm.
So if that number sucked because Liam Eikenberg was wearing it, somebody else wearing it is going to get the stink off the number.
Yeah, it's got that Eikenberg stink.
But what
on
if it has the, like, bad juju?
Sage.
Yes.
I feel like that happened for a while with the Dolphins. Like whoever wore
Sage.
I felt like whoever had number 19 like always stunk on the Dolphins. Like for years, like Brandon Marshall, Jakeem Grant, Ted Ginn, whoever had 19 is just like, it just didn't work out. So hopefully he can get that 74 stink off it. I know it's not a very popular number, so I feel like he can overpower it. But no goosies nonetheless.
He can turn things around.
You got the goosies, Leroy?
Yeah, I do. Right. I think new number, new phase. We'll forget about Liam Eikenberg.
I would like to.
And the number that he wore.
I would like to. I would like to forget him a lot. Jennifer?
I have the goosies.
What are you laughing about?
Your disdain. For Liam.
I know you poked out Zach Sealer's eye. I know it was you.
Oh, my
God.
Why would anybody deny that it was him specifically? Unless it was him. Did anybody else have to deny it? No. Why? Because he's a klutz. So he's falling on his face.
Well, you know what? Let's hope things for the better this time around.
All right. Brittany?
I'm with you. I have no goosies on this one.
Yeah. I think we know why.
No goosies.
Yeah, I don't really. I don't.
All right. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, this one's very interesting, guys. We have Brian Kelly using AI to get better at coaching.
What?
Brian Kelly.
The Notre Dame coach?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I thought he's a little too arrogant to use. Right?
I mean, listen, he got fired after doing the fake voice. My family! Does he talk to it in robot voice?
I don't know that specific. Oh. I don't know.
Tell me.
But apparently he's using Claude.
Claude?
And
the one that Hawk uses?
Does he? I don't know. I think that's one. Lupe also uses that one, I believe. And it's other AI stuff to help him prepare for the next coaching opportunity.
Look, the damage
is... You know, basically what we're doing is... And I hate this. We are looking towards other things so we don't have to take the full responsibility of the decisions that we make.
Mm-hmm.
And especially from coaches. We've had this conversation all the time. I'm sick and tired of coaches saying, well, that's what the sheet showed. Okay, well, let's pay the sheet $5 million and you go sit your ass at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I'm using that. For what? For what? AI don't know your left tackle. AI don't know your center. AI don't know your running back.
So I want to know the prompts that AI uses.
If Claude says go for it, and you're like, no, Claude, my left tackle sucks.
Crazy, dude.
So you have no goosies. Okay.
Yeah, no goosies. Zero goosies. Like, you stink as a coach.
It's twofold. It's AI and it's him.
No goosies.
Crazy, dude. You got the goosies?
I absolutely have no goosies whatsoever. First of all, I don't really trust AI. And also...
I don't trust it either.
You know me when...
Told us Leroy was 5 foot tall.
That's true. That's another one. Even though it's very accurate.
You seem to have fun with that, Jennifer.
Wow.
I think it's pretty accurate. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I mean...
We're lashing out.
Mind you, like, that stuff is still in the works. Like, they're still working on it. That doesn't give you accurate stuff. Also, Kim Kardashian failed her law test or whatever she'd be doing.
The bar?
Her bar, yes. She failed it because she was using it also to study. So...
Yeah, that's why.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's been going for that bar for a long time.
She has.
It's like her fourth time failing.
But is that, in all fairness, it is a very difficult exam.
Especially when you don't go to law school.
She makes a point.
Like, what?
Yo no sé.
Especially when you take the fast track to becoming a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Look, either way, I just don't trust it. And also, that's why? Why? And also... Can you please reveal your prompts? Because I would love to see what you're actually writing to AI, really.
At this point in life, does anybody care if Kim Kardashian passed her bar?
People do care.
I don't.
Why?
I don't, but people do.
If she does, that's amazing for her.
Good for her.
Yes.
All right.
I'm just saying, not shocked that she didn't pass it.
It's a difficult exam.
But, like, then why use an AI?
I don't know, because apparently I saw the clip yesterday, actually, and it was because the essay part of the bar is what keeps getting her to fail, which... let me just...
Hey, I hate essays.
Okay. I hate essays,
those
too.
Those were never fun to do.
But I would feel like that would be the easiest part of the bar exam.
Hard to say.
I don't think so.
I passed the bar.
Did you really?
Sources and things.
Yeah.
Really?
No, you passed. No.
You passed it on the way with the keg you stole. That's what you did, okay?
What?
You
passed the Snickers.
What's going on?
Give me a point there.
What's going on? I'm confused.
Point for Jay.
I didn't behave well in college.
Brittany. Oh, I can only imagine. Hooligan. You were part of a frat, weren't you? That's all you need to know.
I was the president of a fraternity.
Even worse.
That got kicked off campus.
While you were the president?
Hooligan.
Hooligan.
You got the goosies for Brian Kelly's robot?
No, that's so embarrassing. Like, for somebody... Like, I understand that we all use AI as a tool, and that's fine. And there's ways to use it that is very effective, that can be very helpful. That being said... For you to admit, like Kim Kardashian, like Brian Kelly, to admit to the fact that you're using it to enhance or help you in something that you should already be keen to is extremely embarrassing to me. And it's like, open the book. How about you open a book? How about you, like, I don't understand it. It's really confusing to me.
Talk to your peers.
Does he ask the AI, AI, should I talk like I'm from Louisiana when talking to the Louisiana crowd? I would advise against that. Nah, he doesn't know.
No,
he
didn't. But that's what I'm saying. I would love to see the prompts that he's using.
No, I'm saying like, it's
I
like,
need to know what he's writing to the search
like,
engine.
Are you asking them to like come up with defensive schemes? Like, it just makes no sense to me, and especially as somebody who has been coaching for eons, it's insane to me that you would be willingly to admit that you use AI to enhance your coaching abilities, which I don't even think is possible, respectfully.
What's, so it's embarrassing. What's number four, Jennifer?
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, man.
Is launching mini donuts for Mother's Day.
No goosies. Krispy Kreme comes in one size.
No goosies.
Like, I don't want... Is that like donut holes? What does that mean?
I've actually seen them. They're like pretty... They're like a significantly smaller than the original.
No, okay. No goosies. Keep your Krispy Kreme the regular size, all right? Me and Caden Proctor want to keep it that way.
And okay. And then sometimes they also have like little designs on them.
I mean, usually Krispy Kreme, for future reference, as a donut connoisseur, there's the only thing you change for special days. That is flavor and that is number. So if you want to say, hey, we're giving a dozen and a half for a dozen on Mother's Day, right? Or we got a special Mother's Day flavor, Mother's Day only. You don't change the size, you cheap bastards.
Wow. He's right, though.
Wow. No, that's what people do. They change the size, but charge you the same damn price.
It's okay, no way, but hold on, Leroy, hold on.
It is, he's right.
It's like a special, like it's like an add-on to do, like for the menu. It doesn't mean that they're the whole menu that day is going to be smaller donuts.
I think you should be upset because they're trying to make them like.
Listen, I said any specialty items on your menu either have to be extra donuts, same size, or different flavor.
Right.
Don't sell me these peewee donuts and try to get me. Okay, because they're going to cost an arm and a leg because all these companies are shrinking everything and trying to charge you more money. You can fall for it, Jennifer. Go ahead and get mama some donuts at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, you are so right.
You know what, Leroy? My mother loves the smaller donuts, okay?
I don't like it.
And cut you know one why? In half because like sometimes they do she likes work. Cutting them in half. So maybe this one she doesn't have to cut in
cut
half.
Cut one in. And listen.
Why are you so upset? Don't yell at my mother.
You got Mama Fig all a cheap ass mini
at
donut?
The office. What? All the big people at the office. We know you cutting half a donut and trying to think you saving. No, take the whole damn donut.
Just eat the donut, dude.
Right.
Stop taking your fork.
I'm just going to eat half.
Why do we talk like this? And why do we have an accent?
Well, you can't get mad at him for that voice and your four lady dainty donuts.
Dainty donut.
I just want a half. You get no donut.
No, because I feel like a lot of women are known for like cutting donuts in half or cutting sweet treats in half. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's kind of smart. It's smart marketing by Krispy Kreme. Just because you get the full donuts, they're still available to you.
They're still on the menu.
Mothers like full donuts too.
I'm sure some of them do. Yes.
And they can have two.
All right. So you guys have the goosies for this?
I have the goosies because like, let's say if it's like those specialty donuts that have like other toppings aside from like the OG original glazed. The glazed ones, yes, I would like the normal size. However, like the smaller ones, like let's say that have like the chocolate glaze and stuff like that, sometimes it's too much. So it's okay having the smaller donut.
My electricity just went off.
You're still here though.
No, I went to my phone.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm on my phone Wi-Fi and then it came back on.
Gotcha. I'm glad to know. Brittany,
no,
Goosies?
Listen. They try donut trickeration is what I like to call it.
Trickeration? No. Trickeration? Yeah. I don't think that's a word.
It's the Mike McDaniel of donuts.
Donut trickeration.
Yep. You try and motion all over the place. Just run it up the middle. Third and one. Give me a donut.
Yep.
No, I
regular like donuts.
I have goosies.
You want to help me on Mother's Day? Give me extra donuts for mama and friends.
For friends. Like
selfish.
You that's what selfish. The problem is. You what want it for yourself. That? You said, and friends. Who? I wonder who friends are.
Leroy Horde.
Emphasis on donuts. Friends, right, Leroy?
We've
Leroy
seen Ford. You take down a half dozen in here by yourself.
Yeah, we have.
Enjoy donuts.
We know you do. You
I'm
lost your tooth eating one.
That. Oh, yeah. You know
was
what?
Was it a donut or candy?
I'm just telling you right now. Don't say you're giving me a deal by selling miniature donuts.
Dade South says Leroy had half a donut in his beard.
He went for a look.
Did you eat a donut today?
He shook.
No, I didn't eat a
You're
donut.
You're so fired up.
But now.
Mm-mm. So Goosies, Brittany?
Yeah, I got Goosies. I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
And sometimes, like, a full one is too much. Right. Too sweet.
No, it's not.
This is, he's no, right. We're going to get away with this. And all of a sudden, you know, we have mini donut dozens. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Yep. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, for the people who don't like a full donut, we have these smaller donuts for the same damn price.
Take a break.
That's how it works. They say you're doing your deal. I still can't hold my water bottle because they said they were saving plastic. And now every time I open it, the plastic is so thin, water squirts all over the place.
This has nothing to do with nothing. All right, we got to take a break. We're back after this.